The Miracle of the Egg, Lecture 15. What a wonderful series of topics we're working on today. Really a lot of fun. So, Lecture 15, we can be innocent. You think that? Yeah. Premeditation spoils mature humanity.
Vorherdenken verdirbt die reife Menschheit.
Without premeditation is acting from the first thought.
Ohne Vorherdenken bedeutet von seinem ersten Gedanken handeln.
Done in innocence is done for the purpose of just having fun.
Etwas, das in Unschuld getan wird, ist für den Zweck von einfach Spaß zu haben.
An act, an innocent act, is an act done for itself alone.
Eine unschuldige Handlung ist eine Handlung um sich selber willen.
Let's look at the idea, premeditation spoils mature humanity.
Lasst uns den Titel Vorherdenken verdirbt die reife oder die erwachsene Menschheit.
Think about it.
Denkt darüber nach.
We have premeditated everything we've ever done.
Wir haben alles vorhergedacht, was wir je gemacht haben.
Now you're going to be cool. Do you know what the word premeditation means?
Wisst ihr, was das Wort Vorherdenken oder Vorhermeditieren?
It means to do what your parents told you to do all of your life.
Es heißt, das zu tun, was deine Eltern dir das ganze Leben lang gesagt haben.
Does anyone have the phrase I'm thinking about?
Hat jemand den Satz, den ich
Four words.
Vier Worte.
Think!
Before you act.
Denke before du handelst.
Don't be so harebrained. Don't be so without thinking about it.
Sei nicht so spontan, tu nicht Sachen ohne zu überlegen.
The word belongs to me.
Das Wort gehört mir.
Because that's who I am. I am always acting intuitionally, inspirationally, without thinking about it ahead of time. I just go by my heart.
Ich handle immer intuitiv, aus meinem Herzen.
And when I do that, what happens?
Und wenn ich das tue, was geschieht dann?
Everything works out fine.
Alles, ist in Ordnung.
You know? It's up to us.
Es liegt an uns.
What does it mean to act without thinking?
Was heißt es, zu handeln ohne zu denken?
Let's just look at this as a generalized idea first.
Lasst uns das ansehen als eine generelle Idee.
You were brought up without any direction.
Ihr seid erzogen worden ohne welche spezielle Richtung.
And without any directions, you didn't know what was right and wrong according to society.
Eine Richtung zu haben, wusstet ihr nicht, was richtig oder falsch war, laut der Gesellschaft.
And you couldn't think before you act because you had nothing to think about.
Und du konntest nicht denken, denn du hattest nicht, worüber du denken konntest.
Every act you entered into was in fact a new act.
Jede Handlung, die du machtest, war eine neue Handlung.
What would you do?
Was würdest du getan haben?
You would act upon whatever the inspiration of your heart gave you. And you'd be a winner. Do you understand what that means? When we act without thinking, we are acting from our intuitional inside self, we're acting from our divine self, we're acting from that inner self of us. Why do our parents teach us that we should think before we act?
Warum lehren uns unsere Eltern, dass wir zuerst denken sollen, bevor wir handeln?
Why do they say that?
Warum sagen die das?
Because they have learned to do it that way.
Weil die das so gelernt haben.
All right. Now, what does it mean to think before you act?
Was heißt das, zu denken, bevor wir handeln?
Now, Gregor, you're going to put a picture up on a wall.
Gregor, du möchtest ein Bild aufhängen an der Wand.
Now, Gregor, I want that picture to be in the perfect place, so think before you act.
So, Gregor, ich möchte, dass dieses Bild an seinem richtigen Platz hängt, so denke zuerst.
Gregor says, I will not.
Und Gregor sagt, ich will das nicht.
I'm going to do it my way.
Ich werde es auf meine Art tun.
Now, what is Gregor's way?
Was ist Gregors Weg?
He follows his own inner self.
Er folgt seinem inneren Selbst.
He said, let's see, this is the living room.
Er sagt sich, also das ist der
the picture goes here.
Das, Bild, geht dahin.
This is the dining room, the picture goes here.
Das ist das Esszimmer, das Bild geht dahin.
This is the great hall, the picture goes here.
Das ist die Eingangshalle und das, Bild geht hier.
Now, if you asked him why, he'd say, 'cause.
Und wenn du ihn fragen wirst, warum, würde er sagen, weil.
He would say, that's just where I'm putting it.
Weil ich es dahin tue.
But then you climb into Gregor's head.
Und dann gehst du in Gregors Kopf.
And while you're in there, you have quite an experience.
Und während du da drin bist, hast du eine ziemliche Erfahrung.
And Gregor says, I'm putting the one in the living room here.
Ich tue das im Wohnzimmer hierher.
Why is he doing that?
Warum tut er das?
You go inside of his head and you see why he's doing it.
Du bist in seinem Kopf und weißt, warum er es so tut.
Because whenever he sits in a room, in a living room, in a comfortable chair, he looks at the picture, he wants to see it straight with his eyes.
Denn wenn immer er in diesem Wohnzimmer sitzt, in einem bequemen Stuhl, dann möchte er das Bild genau vor sich.
He doesn't want to have to look up at the ceiling.
Er möchte nicht nach oben blicken müssen.
And he wants to have a clear view.
Und er möchte eine klare Sicht haben.
So, he puts it there where he can see.
So, tut er es dahin, wo er sehen kann.
Why does he put the one in the dining room where he puts it?
Warum, tut er das im Esszimmer?
Because there's a lot of people sitting around the table, and if he puts the picture behind those people's heads, he can't see it.
Denn wenn er das, eine Menge Leute sitzen um den Esszimmertisch, und wenn er das hinter die Leute tun würde, könnte er es nicht sehen.
But the picture would be so harmonious with the furniture placed like this and the pictures placed like this.
Aber das Bild wäre so harmonisch im Zusammenhang mit den Möbeln, wie sie jetzt stehen.
He said, I don't care. I like it there.
Ich kümmere mich nicht darum. Ich möchte es.
Why do you like it there?
Warum magst du es da?
I don't know. I just like it there.
Ich weiß nicht.
His inner self knows he likes it there because he doesn't like to look through people's heads at a picture.
Und sein inneres Selbst weiß genau warum, weil er nicht gern durch die Leute hindurchsehen will, um das Bild zu sehen.
If while he's eating he is bored,
wenn er gelangweilt ist, während
he wants to be able to see the picture.
Dann möchte er gern das Bild anschauen können.
And in the great hall, why does he put it up here?
Und in der Eingangshalle, warum hängt er es genau an diesem Platz?
Because he thinks that's the way it should be.
Oh, weil er denkt, dass es so sein sollte.
The picture should be right level with your eye, he says.
Das Bild sollte genau auf Augenhöhe sein.
How do you know it's level with your eye?
Wie weißt du, was auf deiner Augenhöhe?
Because in the great hall, you're standing up, you're walking through it.
Weil in der Eingangshalle gehst du aufrecht.
You use it for dances and stuff.
Du brauchst es zum Tanzen.
But shouldn't the picture be higher? Because if people are leaning against the wall, they lean against the picture.
Sollte das Bild nicht höher sein, weil wenn die Leute dort stehen, dann müssen sie sich gegen das Bild lehnen.
I don't care.
Das spielt mir keine Rolle.
I want the picture to be seen by the people standing there.
Ich möchte, dass die Leute das Bild sehen, die dort stehen.
People can amble around the hall and look at it.
Die können da rumgehen und es anschauen.
And when we have a dance,
und wenn wir einen Tanz haben,
we set the chairs away from the wall a little bit. But see, now, he's not explaining all this.
Siehst du, er erklärt das alles nicht.
These are the thoughts that go through his head. The first thought is he's putting it there.
Das sind die Gedanken, die durch seinen Kopf gehen. Der erste Gedanke ist, ich tue das Bild dorthin.
And usually there's no thought following that.
Und für gewöhnlich ist kein anderer.
But if he's encouraged to have a thought following it, that those would be the thoughts that would follow it.
Wenn er ermutigt würde, andere folgende Gedanken zu denken, ja. Dann werden das diese.
Why does he put it in just that place?
Warum tut das gerade an diesem Platz?
Can he explain it?
Kann er es erklären?
No, he's just a nature boy.
Er ist eine Natur,
Junge. He's had no training, no bringing up in a family. He's just outside, inside boy, just doing whatever he wanted to do. You often wondered who his parents were. Because he was everywhere. Whenever food was being served, he was there at the table. Whenever there was work to be done, he was there. He was just a person who belonged nowhere but belonged everywhere. No one trained him, but also no one untrained him. To follow your first thought, that takes training. And the training is of not being told to not follow it.
Und das Training ist nicht gesagt zu werden, dass du dem ersten Gedanken nicht folgen sollst.
So often we're told not to do it. We're told to think before we act.
So, denn oft wird uns gesagt, dass wir uns.
And you know what happens when you think before you act ordinarily?
Und was geschieht für gewöhnlich, wenn du denkst?
You hang the picture up here, you hang the picture down here, you hang the picture over here. You don't really know where you're going to hang it.
Dann hängst du das Bild hier auf oder dort auf und weißt nicht wirklich, wohin.
You don't go by your inspirational thought.
Du folgst nicht deinem.
You don't go by what you think you'd like to do.
Du folgst nicht dem Gedanken, was du wirklich machen sollst.
You go by what you think you should do.
Du folgst dem, was du denkst, dass du.
Innocence is just following your heart and doing it. Have you ever done that? Ever acted without thinking first? A lot of people have. I say, all right, Anita, put this dish on the table. So Anita reaches for the dish.
So Anita
and as she reaches out to take the dish from my hands, she puts on an apron on the dish.
Und als sie diese Platte in die Hand nimmt, zieht sie eine Schürze an.
And she carries the dish to the table. And I say, Anita, why did you reach for your apron? I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, was the dish hot? Yes. Was the dish messy, you know, spilled on the outside? Yes. Did you see that beforehand? Nope. It's just my way of doing it.
Es ist einfach mein Weg, es zu tun.
Now, where did John get the idea he should put a cloth over his arm when he comes in and announces dinner?
Wo hat John die Idee hergenommen, dass er eine Serviette über den Arm tun soll, wenn
Isn't that the silliest thing you ever saw?
Ist das nicht das die dümmste, das
Why does he do it?
Warum tut er das?
He just feels it's right. Does John go into fancy restaurants often? Not necessarily. Does John ever have an experience of an elegant restaurant? Did anyone ever tell him that in an elegant restaurant you put the cloth over your arm? Perhaps in some elegant restaurant he saw that and he thought, hey, that's cool. And in the back of his mind that was, but whenever he was going to serve food, he put the cloth on his elbow. Now, if you ask him why he did it, did you think about it ahead of time? He'll say no.
Und wenn du ihn fragst, hast du vorher darüber nachgedacht, dass es tun wirst, sagt er, nein.
It was his nature.
Es war natürlich für ihn.
You see, when we can act without thinking,
wenn wir handeln können, ohne zu denken,
then we're following our divine nature.
Dann folgen wir unserer göttlichen Natur.
When we act with thinking, we're following our human nature.
Wenn wir handeln, denken, dann folgen wir unserer menschlichen Natur.
No, you think that's silly.
Du denkst, das ist,
but it's not.
Unsinn, aber es ist nicht.
That's the difference between childhood innocence and maturity.
Das ist der Unterschied zwischen Kindheitsunschuld und Erwachsensein.
We are so interested in being proper.
Wir sind so interessiert, dass wir es alles richtig tun.
Now, how do we tune into our childhood innocence? How do we tune into our inner self? How do we become aware of it?
Wie stimmen wir uns ein in diese Kindheitsunschuld?
Without premeditation, we're acting on our first thought.
Ohne Vorherdenken handeln wir nach unserem ersten Gedanken.
And when it's done in innocence, it's done for the purpose of having fun.
Und wenn es in Unschuld getan ist, ist es getan um des Spaßes.
Now, how do we do that? How do we act without premeditation? How do we do that?
Wie tun wir das?
How do we teach ourselves to act without premeditation?
Wie lernen wir uns das, dass wir nicht vorher denken?
Think about that.
Denk darüber nach.
You do this by just being yourself.
Ihr tut das, indem ihr einfach euch selbst seid.
All right. So we say, Rosalie.
Also sagen wir, Rosalie.
You're having dinner at your house.
Du hast Abendessen bei dir zu Hause.
And so you're all alone.
Du bist ganz allein.
So you go in and you set the table.
Und dann deckst du den Tisch.
You're alone.
Du bist allein.
Why are you setting the table?
Warum deckst du den Tisch?
Grab a plate, throw some hash on it, and grab a fork and go eat it.
Nimm einen Teller und wirf was drauf und nimm eine Gabel und iss.
She says, I like me.
Und sie sagt, ich hab mich gern.
I take time to eat my meal with class.
Ich nehme mir Zeit, um mein Essen mit Klasse zu essen.
I cannot afford to spend a lot of money on napkins.
Ich kann nicht eine Menge Geld ausgeben für Servietten.
So, I take a couple pieces of toilet paper and put it next to my plate.
So nehme ich etwas Toilettenpapier und lege es neben meinen Teller.
Serves me just fine. And I put out two forks, two knives, and two spoons for me.
Zwei Messer, zwei Gabeln und zwei Löffel, nur für mich.
And I'm having some soup and a salad.
Und ich habe etwas Suppe und etwas Salat.
Now, what am I going to use all those knives for? The bread's already cut.
Für was brauche ich denn all diese Messer?
I buttered it before I put it on the plate to put it on the table.
Das Brot ist schon geschnitten und die Butter ist schon drauf.
I didn't serve myself any jam.
Ich habe keine Konfitüre auf den Tisch gestellt.
Who cares?
Und wen kümmert das? Kümmert's?
It makes it look pretty, doesn't it?
Es sieht schön aus.
It makes it look like fun.
Es sieht aus wie Spaß.
And then, you know what Rosalie does every night?
Und weißt du, was Rosalie dann jeden Abend tut?
She doesn't like to have a candle burning because it burns up all her candles, so she has a little electric candle.
Sie hat eine kleine elektrische Kerze, weil
and
ich möchte, dass
she puts it on the table.
So sie setzt diese Kerze auf den Tisch.
And then one time she said to herself, why am I using an electric candle? I like a real candle.
Ich mag doch wirkliche, richtige Kerzen.
So she takes a real candle and lights it and puts it on the table.
So nimmt sie eine richtige Kerze und zündet sie an und tut sie auf den Tisch.
And then do you know what she does?
Und dann weißt du, was sie tut?
She turns the lights down.
Und dann macht sie das Licht dunkler.
And she turns on some attractive music.
Und spielt schöne Musik.
And she sits down, pulls a chair in, and puts a napkin on her lap.
Dann zieht sie einen Stuhl heran und legt die Serviette auf ihren Schoß.
And says grace.
Und sagt das Gebet.
All by herself.
Ganz für sich allein.
This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And she says, Herb says it three times, so I'm going to say it three times.
Und sie sagt,
This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. But after she said it three times, then she can start eating. Before she begins, she takes her knife and cuts her bread from corner to corner, not in the middle. Class. And then she begins to eat. She can get 20 peas on her fork if she wants to. But she takes 5 peas on her fork and puts them in her mouth with great savor. And she chews it 20 times. And then she takes a nibble of her bread. I didn't mention she had the water glass on the table and her coffee cup on the table. She didn't pour wine for herself. She keeps that for company. And so then she takes her knife and she cuts off the tiniest bit of her chicken. Puts it in her mouth and, oh, she savors it. You say, Herb, you're making me sick. No. She does this day after day whenever she's alone to savor her meal, to enjoy it, so her tummy feels just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. She doesn't say, I am worth it to eat this well by myself. She says, I like it. That's why I do it. It's fun. And so then she has another fork full of peas, 5 more peas. And another sliver of the chicken, chewing it 20 times, and then another 5 peas, and the rest of the chicken, and then she tastefully eats her bread. And when she's all finished, she gently crosses her fork and her knife on her plate. So her host will know that she is finished. And then she gets up, takes the plate and takes it to the kitchen, comes back and sits down, puts the napkin back in her lap, and eats her salad. There are 8 pieces of lettuce in there. 1 olive that was cut up into 20 pieces. And a few other little tidbits. And she gently takes the drops of oil and tips it on each one of the pieces of lettuce. And then she takes the vinegar and she gently sprinkles it over it. She puts down the vinegar in the wine bottle and she wipes them off thoroughly so they do not spoil the tablecloth. And then in 20 passes, she takes 1 piece of lettuce and another piece of lettuce and the piece of the olive, chewing each one 20 times. So 20 minutes later, her dinner is over. And she picks up her plate and takes it to the sink. She pours herself another cup of coffee. And she drinks it. Now, why? What's all going on here?
Was geht hier vor?
Why is she going through this ritual?
Warum geht sie durch dieses Ritual?
Because this is a ritual she has always known for herself.
Weil das ein Ritual ist, das sie für sich selbst kennt.
To thoroughly enjoy her meals.
Ihr Essen zu genießen.
No one can take her meals away from her.
Niemand kann das Essen wegnehmen von ihr.
You put out the two forks and the two knives and the two spoons.
Du hast die zwei Gaben und die zwei Messer.
You may only use one spoon for the soup and one fork for the salad, or one fork for the eating, so that's two forks, three forks, and the knife to cut it with.
Und vielleicht brauchst du nur eine Gabel und ein Messer.
But you have the other smaller spoon there to stir your coffee if you want to.
Und du, Papa, du hast einen anderen Löffel, damit du deinen Kaffee rühren kannst, wenn du das willst.
Rosalie lives in a classy house, in a classy circumstance.
Rosalie lebt in klasse Haushalt.
In a rich house.
In einem reichen Haushalt.
And so she has these great habits or mannerisms of eating.
Und so hat sie diese Gewohnheiten.
And she likes herself.
Und sie hat sich gern.
Her kids come rushing in the door.
Ihre Kinder kommen da rein.
Mama, I need this. Mama, I need this. Mama, I need that.
Mama, ich brauche dies. Mama, ich brauche
dies. She says, oh, how wonderful you've come to have supper with me.
Und sie sagt, wie schön, du bist gekommen.
You're a little late, but I'll pour you coffee.
Du bist ein bisschen spät.
Sit down.
Ich schenke dir einen Kaffee ein, setz dich.
She goes into the kitchen, gets all the silverware.
Und dann geht sie in die Küche und
all the dishes and puts them on the table. Now, this can't be that difficult. Come on. Dishes, silverware, puts it on the table. My God! I don't want to sit here talking and waiting for you to say these things. Say them. Come on, get your butt in gear. Now, she puts all the stuff on the table. Yeah, wake up. And as she puts it on the table, she puts a coffee cup right there. And they say, Mother, you didn't have to put all this on the table. She says, whenever I have guests, I prepare it for my guests just like I would do for myself.
Wenn ich als Gäste habe, dann behandle ich sie wie mich selbst.
Sapphira, what did she say?
Sapphira, what did she say?
What did she say? What did I say she said?
She always prepares for her guests as she would prepare for herself.
As she would prepare it for herself. This is an innocent being.
Das ist ein
This is a master consciousness.
Das ist ein
This is a person that acts from their first thought.
Das ist, jemand, der für seinen ersten Gedanken,
Now, does Rosalie really do that?
Tut das Rosalie wirklich?
I kind of think so.
Ich, denke so.
She treats herself with respect and honor and loves herself.
Sie behandelt
So she treats her guests with respect and honor and loves them.
Und so behandelt sie ihre Gäste mit Respekt.
And if her guests say, oh, please don't bother, don't go to any trouble,
macht sie keine Umstände.
She says, I don't know how to go to trouble in my home.
Ich weiß nicht, wie man Umstände macht.
In my home, I do everything the same way I would do it for myself.
In meinem Heim tue ich alles so, wie ich es für mich tun würde.
Except for Gertrude. Gertrude is a very improper hostess. You go to Gertrude's table and it's finely set with everything perfect. But she has a special chair, just one. She doesn't have a special chair for all her guests, just for herself. And the chair is a giant plastic egg. And you sit on this egg.
Du sitzt auf diesem Ei.
And you just feel like you're floating in heaven.
Und du fühlst dich, wie wenn du im Himmel schwebst.
Now, she does it for herself.
Sie tut es für sich selbst.
Her grandchildren come over, she sits in that chair. Her guest comes, she sits in that chair. She lets you try it beforehand or after, but she sits in it during the meal. And the chair has wheels on it. It's lovely. But you see, she's living for herself. She respects herself. She doesn't buy the chair for everybody because everybody doesn't ooh and ah over it the way she does. When her friends come, and they may try the chair out, but they show no interest in sitting in it very long. The chair belongs to Gertrude.
Der Stuhl gehört Gertrud.
She sits there.
Sie sitzt darin.
And nobody really better sit there except her.
Und keiner sollte sich je getrauen, darauf zu sitzen.
Even her grandchildren know that.
Sogar ihre Großkinder wissen das.
Now, is she denying anyone anything?
Verneint sie irgendjemandem etwas?
If anybody showed the same ecstatic joy she gets from sitting on that chair, she'd probably buy a few more.
Wenn jeder dieselbe Freude davon haben würde, würde sie wahrscheinlich mehr davon kaufen.
But she does for herself.
Aber sie tut es für sich.
What pleases her.
Sie tut, was
and
gefällt.
She does for others what pleases her.
Und sie tut für andere, was ihr gefällt.
Here's another indication of a master consciousness.
Hier ist eine andere Indikation für ein Meisterbewusstsein.
The saint is buying a birthday present for a friend.
Der Saint kauft ein Geburtstagsgeschenk für einen Freund.
And the saint loves this music by this author,
und
this composer.
Der Saint liebt die Musik von diesem Komponisten.
Beautiful music.
Schöne Musik.
And so the saint says, oh, I'm buying a present, I'll buy a disc for my friend. So he buys the disc for his friend and takes it over there. And his friend in courtesy says, thank you. But it's not his thing. He would have rather had a different piece of music. And the saint says, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this great? Isn't this beautiful? In other words, the saint is saying, this is wonderful, this is great, this is beautiful. He's not asking your opinion. He is asking a rhetorical question which has no question mark. A rhetorical question does not have a question mark. And Stefan is going through my Quiet Healing Zone and updating it.
Stefan geht durch mein Buch, die Quiet Healing Zone.
And all of the rhetorical questions in there, he's got question marks.
Und alle rhetorischen Fragen bekommen Fragezeichen.
What do you think? Do you think it would be, what do you think, period? Do you think it would be lovely to have a new car, period? Do you think it would be lovely to go on a round-the-world trip, period? Do you think it would be lovely to redo the house, period? I think what we should do is take the money and buy Grandma a new house,
period. Was wir tun sollen? Ich denke, wir sollten das Geld nehmen und Großmama ein neues Haus kaufen.
If you have these rhetorical questions, you don't have a question mark.
Wenn du diese rhetorischen Fragen hast, dann brauchst du kein Fragezeichen.
If you have a question, you have a question mark.
Wenn du eine Frage hast, dann hast du ein Fragezeichen.
A question mark says, I want you to answer me.
Ein Fragezeichen heißt, ich möchte, dass du mir antwortest.
A punkt, a period, means it's final.
A period, a punkt means, bedeutet.
It's not a question for which any answer
Frage
is going to change it. Think of those things. You should be a rhetoric question. Won't you have some more coffee? It's not a matter of won't you have more coffee. I'm pouring more coffee for you. You're having it whether you like it or not. I personally don't like people to ask me if I like some more coffee.
Ich persönlich habe es nicht gern, wenn Leute mich fragen, möchtest du mir Kaffee?
If my cup is sitting there, fill it if you're filling it again.
Wenn meine Tasse da steht und leer ist, dann füll sie.
If I don't drink it, then that's fine.
Wenn ich sie dann nicht trinke, dann
if I drink it, that's fine.
Und wenn ich sie trinke, ist das auch
gut. I treat everyone like I would like to be treated myself.
Ich behandle jeden so, wie ich mich selbst behandeln würde.
Anita's been training and doing this.
Anita hat das trainiert.
She knows that whenever I fill a glass of water, I fill it to the brim with a little bubble on the top that just keeps the water in the glass.
Anita Weiss hat das trainiert, dass wenn sie mir ein Glas Wasser eingießt, dass es bis
super abundance.
Rand ist.
And every person who looks at it without any anxiety can pick it up and drink it.
Und jeder, der ohne nervös zu werden, das ansehen kann, kann es auch trinken.
Anybody who looks at it and thinks, oh, that's stupid, her body fill it so full like that, how can I pick it up and drink it without spilling some? He spill.
Wenn du denkst, oh, dieser dumme Herr, wie kann man etwas so füllen, oder es kann man ja gar nicht trinken, ohne es zu vergießen.
If they just pick it up and drink it and say, hey, that's cool, look what I can do. Didn't know I could do that. Wonderful. You see, do everything for yourself.
Tu alles für dich selbst.
And be happy yourself.
Und sei zufrieden mit dir.
The saint wanted another, or Rosalie, or saint, somebody saint sell you another piece of cake.
Saint wollte ein Stück Kuchen.
And so I went to get the cake, I put it right in front of him, and I said, here it is, all yours.
Und ich holte den Kuchen und setzte ihn vor ihm hin und sagte, gehört alles dir.
And what did he say?
Und was sagte er?
I've had enough.
Ich hatte genug.
But, well, who was I doing that for?
Für wen tat ich das?
Would I like anyone to do that to me?
Wollte ich, dass das jemand yes. Tun würde?
People come to me and they say, would you like a little more cake?
Die Leute kommen zu mir und sagen, möchtest du etwas?
I say yes, and then they give me a little more. I don't want a little more when I want more. I want more. And I'm the one who determines how large the slice should be. Unless we have to share it. But in our house, there's always abundance. In your house, there's always abundance. When you have friends over,
wenn du Freunde zu Besuch hast,
if your friends come to look at your house,
wenn deine Freunde kommen, dein Haus anschauen,
I would quickly disperse the friends. Get rid of the
schnell,
friends.
Schnell, loswerden, diese Freunde loswerden.
If your friends come to visit you,
wenn die Freunde, dich besuchen,
and do not see one little bit what's in your house,
und sehen,
except for joy,
und sehen überhaupt nichts, wie dein Haus aussieht,
then they are your friends. They're not there to judge you or judge how you live. They're there to be your friend. I have gone to some of the most interesting hovels you could ever expect to see in the world. Tiny, inexpensive houses, you know. Where people were careless about how they maintained the house and kept it clean and so forth. And I was served from a dirty glass. But I looked at the person and I saw the love in their heart. I saw the pride in their heart to have me in their home. I wouldn't dare take a cloth and wipe off that glass.
Ich würde mich nicht getrauen, dieses Glas abzuwischen.
That's a total disrespect.
Das wäre respektlos.
I wouldn't dare take a cloth and wipe off the silverware in a personal home.
Ich würde mich nicht getrauen, das Besteck abzuwischen.
Much less in a restaurant.
Auch nicht in einem Restaurant.
I just be myself and have fun.
Ich bin einfach mich selbst.
In a personal home, I just use what they serve.
In einem persönlichen Heim, nehme ich einfach das, was
if the mice are running across the table, I say, oh, you have an entertainment here. In a restaurant, if the silverware is against my taste,
und wenn, stecken einem Restaurant gegen meinen Geschmack.
I use that which is with my taste.
Und dann frage ich nur das, was meinem Geschmack entspricht.
I have gone into very expensive restaurants.
Ich bin in sehr eleganten Restaurants.
Ordered a nice meal.
Und habe ein gutes Essen bestellt.
And it was served improperly.
Und es war nicht richtig serviert worden.
It was served in a way that was not harmonious. And as I looked at it, I thought to myself, oi, oi. And I'm not going to eat something that makes me unhappy. So I just left it. And when everyone was finished eating, I put my fork and knife across my plate. And they took it away. They didn't say, didn't you like the food? Didn't you think it was any good? What was the matter? Why didn't you eat it? I don't create people saying that. You say, well, Herb, why did you create them giving you a meal that had negative vibrations with it? I am giving you these subtle little things for dealing with yourself. Gerd? This is a difficult question.
Das ist eine schwierige Frage.
What is your number?
Was ist deine Nummer?
One.
Oh, number one.
Eins.
Wow.
Nummer eins.
Anybody else here who's number one?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The saint was kind of slow getting his hand up there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all number one.
Wir sind alle Nummer eins.
That's good, saint. Yeah. All the way up. So, how do we act? For instance, you're the Queen of England, or the King, whichever pleases you. The Queen is just fine. You go into a restaurant. They serve you their best. And one of the forks is not clean. And you're the Queen of England. And everything is quite nice, except for that fork and a few other little things, but that's okay. Do you know what you do if you're the Queen of England? Maybe one of you want to tell me. I can't hear you.
You have your meal and act as if everything is fine.
And you take the fork that is not perfect and you use it to eat with first. So no one will want to replace it.
So, dass niemand sie ersetzen will.
The Queen of England never wants to be a disturbance to anyone.
Die Königin von England will nie jemand stören.
She creates everything perfect in her world and everyone having perfect manners.
Sie erschafft jeden in ihrer Welt vollkommen und mit vollkommenen Manieren.
She creates everyone around her harmonious.
Sie erschafft jeden
Interesting, isn't it? We were in the Philippines eating in a pleasant restaurant and the food came and we were just enjoying it, so and sitting next to us was the president and his wife. And the ladies at our table wanted us to meet the president and his wife. They have a tendency to be a bit informal there. This is not their names, but it'll suffice. Is it, hey, George and Marion, come over here. I want you to meet somebody. And we got up immediately because we wanted to respect them as they respected us. And we spoke to them and shared with them. And we noticed that they were eating with their fingers. Because it was finger food. It was really quite an interesting experience. But you see, they were themselves. He and his wife had both been actors and actresses, and I'm sure they still are. And we just had a wonderful talk. Be yourself and have fun. Love yourself. Treat everyone just the way you would treat yourself. And the next time you go to Rosalie's house for dinner, you'll find the candle on the table and all the plates and knives and forks. And if for any reason Rosalie doesn't have enough silverware to serve the crowd she has, she borrows them from the neighbor. And that's okay. That's okay. Because she's really doing a great job. Now, are you doing the same great job for yourself? Are you living as an innocent child? Haven't you ever been a kid? Didn't you ever play house? What did you do at your tea parties? Who was the husband and who was the wife and who were the children? And who were the pets? Some of us had to play the pet. And when you made your tea party and you set the table with your tea set, did you put every piece of silverware and plate and stuff that you had on the table? And when Mama or the hostess, whatever it was, took the cake out of the oven, what did they do? They cut it. So each of us would have our slice of mud. And we would take our teacups and we'd go, "Ooh, this is so good." The innocence of children playing the game. Did everybody have a good time? Now, Prince lay down. And the boy laid down. Now, Fina, don't beg so much. And the little girl cat sat back and licked her chops. And father had to be father. So he had to show that he was father by wearing his hat at the table. Which in the house was not acceptable, but outdoors here at the tea party it was okay. And mother says, "Father, would you serve some more tea, please?" And he takes the teapot and serves. And the long cuff on his jacket, which belonged to his father, drags across the table, tipping everything over in his wake. And the mother speaks up and says, "Oh, father, you're so clumsy." I wonder where they got that. Be innocent. Play the game of innocent. It's so invigorating, so exciting, and so wonderful. An innocent act is done for itself alone. The mother stands there, the real mother, and says, "Oh, I'm so proud of my daughter. Does she do things cute? Isn't she wonderful?" No, that wasn't wonderful. Ellen and I were visiting her daughter in Luzern, Lugana rather.
Tochter in Lugano besucht.
And Mariella went away.
Und Mariella ging weg.
Massimo was away.
Und Massimo ging weg.
And so the five children had to entertain us themselves.
Und die fünf Kinder mussten uns unterhalten.
And they took us upstairs to their bedroom.
Und die haben uns raufgenommen zu ihren
and they had sheets hanging over the edge of the bed.
Und die hatten Tücher über den Ecken der Betten.
And it was a restaurant.
Und das war ein Restaurant.
And they ushered us to our seat.
Und die brachten uns zu unseren Sitzen.
And we had to sit at our seat, which is on the floor, you know.
Und wir mussten auf unseren Stühlen sitzen, die auf
and the neighbor children had come in, so they were also guests. They sat at a different table.
Und die Nachbarkinder waren auch da und die saßen an einem anderen Tisch.
And they served the food,
und die servierten,
you know, wooden wieners and different things like that, you know. They played the game beautifully.
Die spielten das Spiel richtig gut.
They came with the cloth over their arm.
Die kamen mit der Serviette über ihrem arm.
The one daughter.
Die eine Tochter.
And she said, "Is there anything I can serve you?"
Gibt es etwas, das ich Ihnen bringen kann?
And Ellen said, "Do you have any entertainment in this restaurant?"
Und Ellen sagte, haben Sie, Unterhaltung in diesem Restaurant?
Yes, that comes a little later.
Ja, das kommt ein wenig später.
We don't want to disturb you while you're eating. All so proper. And then, as soon as we were ready to eat our dessert, they brought out an electronic piano. They brought out some sort of a musical instrument, a trumpet or something or other, noisy things. And they tooted it at us. And then the one boy with his hat, he tipped it and walked around so we could put a tip in there. And then our other table guests got up and everybody got up and stood in a group. And they sang the new song they had just learned in school that day. And they were pretty good. And they sang it again. And again. And again. And again. Finally they stopped. But it was delightful. They were themselves playing the game. They eat out often with their parents, and so they know how waiters act and they know how people act. Can you see how important it is for parents to be good examples to their children? You hear that? Parents are good examples for the children. Not the children have to be good examples, but the parents. And when the parents are loving with one another, the children are loving with one another. But they have fun. It doesn't matter. And the mother, when one child would come up and want attention, she'd give the child attention. Another one comes up and wanted attention, she'd give him the other hand. Another one come up for wanted attention, she'd reach over and kiss him. And she had two more to go. But she was having fun. And she did it so blasé, so natural, as almost what she does every day. Her teachers taught her well. Who were her teachers? Her children. She learned to be innocent in everything she does. Her father recently died. And as she was talking to Ellen about it, she said, "Well, you know, Dad is always in my heart. I remember the happy times we had. He's always in my heart. And he had to go, he wanted to go, or whatever, and so he went." That's beautiful. And where was that trained from? Ellen could never have taught her that. She had to go inside of her own heart and find the truth. And be at peace. Be untouched by anything that was going on around her. And when you're untouched by anything that goes on around you, then what happens? You're at peace. You're happy. Yes, yes. This idea of innocence, it sounds so childish, but it is so fantastic. Every act of innocence is done for itself alone. Each one of you are so fantastic, so remarkable,
so erstaunlich,
so stupid,
so dumb,
because you act from your innocence. You don't act from your intellectual sophistication. And this makes you the most desirable, beautiful beings on the face of the earth. Many people would think you're dumb. Doing and acting the way you do from time to time. But that's your natural way. That's your innocent way. That's your divine way. Can you handle that? Can you be divine? I think so. How do you be divine as an innocent divine? Do what comes naturally. What is natural for you may not be natural for another. For my father to give us a kiss was totally unnatural. He shook our hand. For my mother to shake our hand is totally unnatural. She gave us a kiss. What is the naturalness of you? Does that mean if you never hug or kiss, you shouldn't hug or kiss? Just do what comes naturally. I'm sure that if my sisters came dashing out of the church on their wedding day, and grabbed my dad on the neck and gave him a big smooch, he'd kiss him back. You see, the circumstances call for different kinds of innocence. We were watching Heinz's and Cynthia's marriage ceremony on video. And after the marriage ceremony, Cynthia went around and kissed every man, and Heinz went around and kissed every woman. I think they both liked it very much. And I think there were a lot of people that they kissed they hadn't kissed before. But the circumstances were accepting it. Fantastic, isn't it? All right. We have now finished lecture 15. And the next lecture this afternoon is Eggs Come With One Intention. I love you.